The Interior Department set aside 200,000 square miles in Alaska and offshore today to protect the threatened polar bear. The critical habitat designation is a requirement under the Endangered Species Act. Environmental groups are calling the proposal an important step for protecting polar bears, but are concerned the federal government is still allowing oil and gas drilling within the designated area. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The Interior Department's proposed critical habitat for the polar bear includes a wide swath of both the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas and a thin strip of land along Alaska's northern and western coasts. The department is calling it the largest critical habitat designation in the history of the Endangered Species Act. Rosa Meehan heads the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Marine Mammal Program in Anchorage. She says the designation allows the federal government to take a broad look at what might harm the polar bear population.
It draws a really clear line around the areas where polar bears occur, and so it makes a very straightforward statement about these are areas where there's polar bears. If you're going to be doing something that bothers polar bears, you better come talk to us about it.
But the Interior Department doesn't expect the critical habitat designation to be a significant additional burden to the oil industry. This week, the Obama administration approved Shell Oil's plan to drill two sites in the Beaufort Sea next year. Deputy Interior Secretary Tom Strickland says oil and gas activities onshore and offshore were already subject to strict review before the critical habitat designation.
It really will just reinforce what's already there, and as was demonstrated by the approval earlier this week by the Department of Shell's exploration drilling plans, it is possible to move forward with oil and gas development in a way that's responsible and manageable under these regulatory regimes.
Environmental groups question whether any oil and gas drilling can be done responsibly in polar bear habitat.
It's actually ironic. This week they've designated critical habitat for polar bear, and the same week they gave the final stamp of approval to this Beaufort Sea exploration plan for 2010.
Rebecca Noblin is a staff attorney for the Center for Biological Diversity. The organization filed the original lawsuit that led to the polar bear's listing under the Endangered Species Act last year. Noblin says she was pleased to see the Interior Department designate critical habitat for the polar bear, but she says if the government is serious about saving the species, it's going to have to do more.
Since the Endangered Species Act doesn't allow federal agencies to go forward with any actions that would destroy or adversely modify critical habitat, it's hard to say that industrializing the Arctic Ocean, that allowing this offshore oil development isn't adversely modifying the polar bear's habitat, so it's hard to see how that could still go forward.
The organization is considering legal options regarding Shell's exploratory drilling plans. Along with setting aside critical habitat, the Interior Department is taking other steps to protect the bear. The administration is seeking a change in international law that would halt the commercial trade in polar bear parts. Deputy Interior Secretary Tom Strickland says the department also wants to help minimize polar bear human interactions on Alaska's North Slope.
One of the consequences of the melting of the ice is that the bears are spending more time on land, and the opportunity for bear human interaction is greater than it has been. With that in mind, we're going to beef up our efforts to work with the communities on the North Slope so that they have the tools they need to deal with what might be enhanced interaction with the bear, so that at the end of the day, the bears can be deterred rather than taken.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service wants to establish community liaisons in North Slope villages to help residents peacefully handle visits from polar bears. They also hope to hire more biologists to study Alaska's two polar bear populations. The critical habitat announcement begins a 60-day public comment period on the issue. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.